你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目，即刻登入 sbs.com.au/cantonese 浏览最新嘅新闻资讯。
SBS 啱啱推出咗一辑最新嘅免费英语学习服务，可以帮助我哋呢啲身处喺海外嘅人士去学习英语。提高英语水平最好嘅方法就系每日去听同埋每日练习。英语学习 podcast 可以在这方面帮到你，令你有更好的沟通去认识新朋友，亦都可以为我们创造更美好的生活。通过 SBS Learn English， 我们可以了解更多澳洲的生活方式和文化，令我们更加融入当地生活。
Learning English helps me to talk about fashion.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. My name is Josipa and I'm very excited about this episode because we are going to talk about one of my favorite hobbies, thrifting. Just last weekend, I had a great thrifting adventure and I can't wait to tell you about it. But before I get into details, I need to ask you something. Are you familiar with the term thrifting? For years, I've been shopping in second-hand stores, but I only learned about the term thrifting over the weekend when my friend Claire asked me,
"Hey, how about we go thrifting today?"
Thrifting is shopping in thrift stores. These are second-hand stores that sell things that other people have donated to the shop because they no longer need them. They're usually very cheap. The expression thrift stores comes from America. In Australia and New Zealand, thrift stores are also called op shops, short for opportunity shops. The term op shop was actually first used in the 1920s when a former Melbourne showgirl, Lady Millie Tallis, decided to give such shops a more respectable name and came up with the term opportunity shops or op shops. Anyway, besides Claire and me, do you know who else loves to go bargain hunting? Alan does. He is always spending time in shops looking for things to buy at the lowest possible price. So, Alan could say,
"Bargain hunting is one of my favorite hobbies. I save a lot of money by shopping around."
When you shop around, you visit a number of shops selling similar articles in order to compare the price. Now, let's imagine that we have just stepped inside an op shop. Oh yes, as we breathe in, we can smell a mix of aged books, vintage fabrics and mismatched furniture. We look around. The walls are decorated with artwork, each one painted by some unknown artist. In the corner, next to the rack filled with clothes made of lots of different fabrics, like velvet, denim, lace and silk, I can see Alan and Claire. Let's hear what they're talking about.
"I need a new outfit for a fancy dress party. Any tips on what to look for?"
"Why don't you look for some kind of statement piece, like a funky jacket or a vintage dress? Then you'll really stand out."
"Oh, look at this stunning sequined blazer. And it's a designer piece."
"It's gorgeous. You could rock that blazer. What's the price tag?"
"Can you believe it? Only $20. It's a steal."
Let's leave Alan and Claire as they continue to explore the op shop. We have some things to learn, right?
"I need a new outfit for a fancy dress party."
An outfit is a set of clothes worn together, especially for a particular occasion or purpose. In Claire's case, she is looking for an outfit for a fancy dress party. Have you been to a fancy dress party before? A fancy dress party is an event where people dress up in costumes or outfits that are often extravagant, creative, or represent a specific theme. However, we wear outfits on any occasion. For example, when I come home after a busy day at work, I just want to relax in a casual outfit that is very comfy, like sweatpants, a soft hoodie and warm socks.
"Any tips on what to look for?"
If you ask someone for a tip, you are asking for a suggestion or recommendation on how to do something. Do you remember the tip Alan gave to Claire?
Why don't you look for some kind of statement piece, like a funky jacket or a vintage dress? Then you'll really stand out.
A statement piece is an item that stands out and catches attention. It is often unique or distinctive in design, color, or texture. And the funky item of clothing is bold and unusual, often brightly colored or patterned with unique details that make it stand out. Alan also suggested that Claire might look for a vintage dress. Something that is vintage is old and therefore often unique. And we can use it to describe other things, not just clothes. For example, in the op shop we visited over the weekend, I fell in love with a beautiful vintage tea set that looked like it could whisper secrets from another time. Let's continue.
Look at this stunning sequin blazer.
A sequin is a small, shiny disc sewn onto clothing to add sparkle. And do you know what a blazer is? A blazer is a type of jacket that looks like a suit jacket. A suit jacket in design, but is typically less formal and can be worn on more casual occasions. A lot of schools and sports teams have their own blazers.
And it's a designer piece.
If you have a designer piece in your wardrobe, it means you own a luxury item of clothing considered to be of high quality, created by a well-known fashion designer. And towards the end of our dialogue, Alan said to Claire,
"You could rock that blazer."
To rock something in fashion context means to wear it with confidence and style. For example, I could say that Alan can rock a leather jacket like no one else. Because when he's wearing leather jackets, he looks amazing and confident. In any case, Claire ended up buying that stunning sequin blazer. She looked really good in it, and it was very affordable. So she said,
"It's a steal."
We can use the expression, "it's a steal," when we are able to buy an item for a price that is so low that it feels like we are stealing it. We could also use other phrases when we buy things at very low price or at very good discount. For example, we could say,
"It's a great deal."
Or we could use the phrase we heard at the beginning of this episode and say,
"What a bargain."
But if you come across something that costs much more than you think it should, you could say,
"It's a rip-off."
Some people really try to charge too much. I say it's a rip-off every time someone tries to charge me $10 for an orange juice. If you think that thrifting or shopping for second-hand items is just for people who are too poor to spend too much money on clothing, then you are wrong. According to research from the University of Tasmania, 72% of Australians bought at least one second-hand item during the 2021-2022 financial year. Many of us do it because we want to. We want to buy a piece of clothing that we don't already have, but we don't want to support fast fashion. Fast fashion encourages us to buy clothing that is cheap, quickly made, and follows the latest trends that change very quickly. And this is not good for the environment because it means we have to throw away our old clothes, which are no longer in fashion. So, we could say,
"Fast fashion promotes a throwaway culture."
A throwaway culture is when we throw things away and replace them with new things, rather than reusing or repairing them. When people buy new clothes and throw away their old ones all the time, it also causes a lot of textile waste. Let's say you have a friend who is a big consumer of fast fashion, and you want to persuade them to kick their fast fashion habit. You could tell them,
"You should give slow fashion a try. It's all about choosing clothes that are made to last."
And have you heard the term circular fashion? Circular fashion is about minimizing waste, reducing the use of new resources, and promoting recycling and upcycling. Recycling is when we turn used materials into new products, while upcycling is when we find creative ways to give old things a new purpose or make them better.
I like circular fashion because it's all about recycling and upcycling.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Repairing clothes or any other items, unless you know how to do it yourself, can sometimes cost more than buying something new. But my guest today, Wendy Dwyer, has a solution. Hi, Wendy. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Josipa. I'm very pleased to be here.
Wendy, on the first and second Sunday each month,
yes,
you volunteer at Repair Cafe.
Yes.
What is the Repair Cafe concept?
So it's like a meeting place of skilled volunteers and people who've got broken items, and they'll come along and they'll get some help to get their items repaired.
So anyone can just show up and bring their items to be repaired?
Each repair cafe is different. So for our repair cafe, which is called Repair Cafe Sydney North, so it really depends on the skills of the volunteers. So we have five major repair areas. One has to do with electrical household items. So things like toasters, blenders. These are some of the very common items. And then there's the whole area that deal with sewing. So people might come around with clothes that's got holes in it, or they got broken zipper that they don't know how to replace. Then the third area has got to do with jewelry. Folks also bring along like ceramic items that's cheap, or sometimes glassware. So that's the third area. The fourth area has got to do with shoes, umbrellas. It's amazing how many umbrellas we fix during rainy season where, you know, you don't pay much for the umbrella, but it breaks easily. So that's another item. And also leather goods, leather bags that they want just stitched up. And the last area is a sharpening area where we help and help people to sharpen the garden tools and their knives. So those are the five key areas. But a reminder is each repair cafe is different. It really depends on what skills the volunteers bring.
I know that there are around 70 repair cafes across Australia.
Yes.
But this is not an Australian idea, is it?
No. We cannot claim that it's an Australian invention. It actually started in the Netherlands in 2009 by a wonderful woman who just thought to herself, now, why are we letting things just be thrown out? What's happening with repairing? It's like a dying art. It's not something that people do anymore. And also, she's concerned that repairing skills are not passed from one person to another. And the third area of her concern is that this can become a really lovely community building activity. It doesn't matter what your background is, what your racial background, language background, you can come together and there's a social, lovely social interaction happening between the repairers and the people who come along with their broken items.
Thank you so much. It's time for practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What is bargain hunting?
Bargain hunting means spending time in shops looking for items to buy at the lowest price.
What does it mean to shop around?
To shop around means something that you would just be looking around. You go from one shop to another shop and you're checking out on the prices of those items.
Now let's practice by repeating after Alan and Claire.
This stunning sequin blazer is a designer piece.
You could rock that leather jacket.
Fast fashion promotes a throwaway culture.
You should give slow fashion a try.
We have many more phrases listed on our website. And if you want to learn more expressions to talk about sustainable living, have a listen to our episode named Talking About Recycling. You know that we love when you reach out. You can find us on Facebook. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning with me.
This was an SBS Learn English podcast. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Like, share, comment, 即刻緊貼 SBS 電台廣東話節目嘅 Facebook 專頁啦！